This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil with the AHARS news for the week beginning Sunday the 3rd of July 2022. In July, our first RSL lunch will be on the 8th of July, and the first coffee and chat will be on the 9th of July. This will not be in the Watchman's House yet. The July General Meeting will be on the 21st of July, and it will be a talk by Rod Cunningham, VK5UV, about a remote station he's setting up near Clare. The second lunch at the RSL for July will be on the 22nd of July, and the coffee and chat session will be on the 23rd of July at the Shack. The church have found us some storage space in the venue, and we'll be able to store our magazines and library at that venue soon. The other stuff we do not need access to at meetings, Jeff has offered us storage space at his QTH. I am waiting for the church to get keys cut for the two-door cabinet they are making available for us in a room across the passage from the meeting hall. We will need some helpers with a trailer or a utility or both to help move stuff from the shack to Jeff's QTH. If you can help, please email me. I do not have any idea when this will be happening yet. The committee worked on sorting out stuff at the shack recently, and we tossed out a lot of rubbish, and Jim took a load of scrap to the scrap metal place and collected $159 for it. What a big surprise. Thanks, Jim. The local National Trust people are very keen for us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, not far away from now we meet. But the ladies who look after the shack want us to keep using it for as long as it is available. We are going to give consideration to having one of our coffee and chat sessions a month at that venue. Stay tuned for details. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the fourth Saturday soon. I have some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One of two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the shack, as we will need at least 2 hours to do them justice. As there are five Saturdays in July, we have a brunch on the 30th of July, starting time 10 a.m, and the price is $5 per person. At this time, I guess it will still be in the old shack site. But if we're tipped out by then, it will be in the Watchman's House, 360 Main Road, Coromandel Valley. Please book your attendance at this event with Pat. patstore@adam.com.au by email. We are going to have a sale at the brunch to dispose of items we've cleaned out of the shack, so bring some cash on the 30th of July and go home with a bargain or two. The menu for the brunch will be tea and coffee, cereal and fruit, toast and jam, pancakes and syrup, and bacon and eggs. Wishing you all a pleasant week, stay safe, and stay away from COVID. Phil, VK5 SRP.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Friday night, the 8th of July, will be the general meeting of the North East Radio Club at its usual meeting rooms at Capulet Crescent at Modbury West. So come along about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And there's a couple of speakers on the night. I'll be one of them, and I'll be telling you all about my adventures down at the Southeast Radio Group Convention at Mount Gambier on the June long weekend. And the other speaker on the night will be Brian, VK5VI, and he's going to give us a talk about the link repeater networks around. So don't forget, next Friday night, the 8th of July, for a double-barreled speaking meeting of the North East Radio Club. And of course, there's another meeting of the North East Radio Club in July, and that's on Friday the 22nd of July but no details yet as to what will be happening. But stay tuned and we'll let you know. And of course, the really exciting news is that July has got five Fridays in it. That's right. Friday the 29th of July is the fifth Friday, and that will be the day that we'll have our fifth Friday lunch. So once again, Sir Lunchalot is out and about looking for a suitable venue. And remember, of course, that we've got those regular nets going still, and the one on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater is the Coffee Corona Club net, and that's run by the Barista-in-Chief, Phil, VK5SRP. And after that net, you can go to the library at Tea Tree Gully and have a coffee and a chat with everybody there. So don't forget that. That's every Wednesdays for the Coffee Corona Club net, followed by the Coffee Club at the library. And, of course, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, there is the F-Troop net. And our good friend Tony, VK5FBIC, he runs the F-Troop net. Gets a few people to come on up and tell us what they've been up to during the week, and then he usually has a subject of the day that we can give a comment on. So that's every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network for the F-Troop net. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you're all staying negative, and 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Good morning. This is Col, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday the 3rd of July 2022. Last Friday we had a very enjoyable activity night in our club rooms. Club President Peter, VK5BE, got us to bring along as many coaxial patch cables as we could muster and then showed us how to easily test them for any faults. His demo was followed by a talk on electricity by Andrew, VK5MAS, who introduced some much-needed humour into the evening. COVID has robbed us of a lot of that. And then he showed us some surprising uses for the humble drill truck. The evening was rounded out with a very nice supper, which was yet again supplied by Gabby, wife of Greg, VK5ZGY. Thank you, Gabby. These nights are always a bit of fun, and we usually come away with a little more knowledge than we arrived with. That's the thing with amateur radio. It's all about having fun, learning something new, and sharing the whole process with good company. Activity nights can be a bit of a challenge, as it's not always easy to come up with a topic, or a presenter for that matter. Somehow, we seem to manage to come up with a complete evening and everybody goes home happy and, hopefully, a little wiser. The same difficulty can be said for coming up with content for these updates sometimes as well. Hopefully, we manage to keep you informed and interested in what our group is getting up to. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning all. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. The next Wison South Australia social get-together and free barbecue is to be held on Saturday the 23rd of July 2022 down at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities, which is located at Anders Avenue North Goonoo, with doors opening around 10 a.m. You don't have to be a Wison member to attend this event, as it's open to all who want to attend, and we won't even charge you for the barbecue, as it's free to all who attend. Wison South Australia is also seeking more volunteers to assist in radio communications and logistic support for the upcoming MSS Barossa Rally, which is being held on the 18th of September 2022, based out of Tanunda. And this event is not to be missed, as it's a new event for Wison South Australia and its volunteers. So if you're interested in assisting with this event, then please contact me on vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again my email address, vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and look forward to volunteering alongside of you. A financial reimbursement donation will be provided to all WASS Australian volunteers who assist on this weekend to assist with fuel costs, etc., as the committee feels that no volunteer should be financially disadvantaged by volunteering. The committee also wish to thank the volunteers and the ham radio operators who have already put their hands up to assist with the radio communications and logistics for the MSS Barossa Rally Sprint. So why not come out and be part of this great team of volunteers, and it's a great opportunity to get away for the weekend. The WASS of South Australian Radio Net, which is regularly held on the first Sunday of each month, which just happens to be today, Sunday the 3rd of July 2022, at 2000 hours, with the net controller regularly being Tony, VK5FBIC. The net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month on the Central Adelaide Link repeater network from 2000 hours, and everyone is invited to join in, and the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio licence. And you don't have to be a WASS member to participate in this net, which is usually hosted, as I said before, by WASS and SA committee member Tony Green, VK5FBIC. I'm looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves on Sunday, tonight, at 2000 hours local time. A text version of this broadcast is available on the WASS South Australian Facebook page if you need to clarify some details. This has been David, VK5LSB, saying thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing a barbecue snag or four with you at the WASS and Social get-together on Saturday the 23rd of July. Cheers all, and 73, and stay safe.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.